This is the BBC.
Here it is, Monday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We start up a brand new week of bangers, and I've gone slightly random with it. It's the Take Me Out game. It's brand new, apart from it's been played with Matt Evanson before, but new to me. We have to guess what the girls on the show will say to the guys from Take Me Out when they ask that cheesy question, or we just make up our own ones. Also, how do we all know what tune to sing when we did the Good Morning, Mrs. Smith? Good morning, everyone, at school. That's Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson with Symphony. Before that, it was Justin Timberlake and Filthy. It is true, you do find yourself going, put your filthy hands on me, in some awful places, don't you? Claire from Nottingham is having that at the moment. Wants to apologise to her next door neighbour. Just did it really loudly there.
But don't you hate that when you're just legitimately singing a song, yep, but then you don't realise the words you're saying are massively inappropriate, and you're, yep, doing, and you're saying this kind of stuff in the office?
Yes.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Just really good pop. That is Harvey and Personal on BBC Radio 1. He's in LA. Must be really early there. It's like 5:15 in the morning. Is it? Yeah.
Must be, yeah.
And he's just tweeted, this is a dream come true. I can't believe I'm on Radio 1. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Chris.
But don't you love it when that happens? And also, if you're a fan of someone like Harvey, to then hear Harvey on Radio 1, it's like the real deal now.
Yeah, all his fans are on, like, oh, I'm so proud of you, or you've done it, blah, blah, blah. So it's really good. Yeah, I reckon he's excited, like, off of Christmas Day. So even though it's 5:15 in the morning, oh, probably also jet lag, because got there yesterday, quite a long flight.
It's a big deal, either way.
I like to think that it's because of the excitement of being our tune of the week, that's why he's awake. Not the time difference.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
We can't say too much about it, but I know the details, and I'll know that you'll want to be in on Jan Slam, the next prize. So you know, every year, Radio 1 kicks off the summer with Big Weekend, like the first festival of the summer season. I can tell you now, Radio 1's Big Weekend is about to get even bigger. And you could be there. The next prize is 2 tickets to Radio 1's biggest weekend, 2018. It's happening the last weekend of May. I know where it is.
I hate this when you know the details and you want everyone to know the details. Well, no, you want everyone to know that you know the details, more to the point. Why do they tell you first?
It's so hard to keep it a secret. So this is you potentially winning the first pair of tickets to Radio 1's biggest weekend. You'll have them before anyone else. Tomorrow morning, Grimmy will be revealing a couple of the artists who'll be playing and where the festival is taking place. And that's from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. The person who told me the two names that Grimmy is saying, you've got to be so careful here, haven't you? The person who told me did it in a kind of like, oh, it's blah and blah. And I was like, what? Just did it kind of like more casual than I was expecting for artists like that.
Right. Well, I don't feel I can ask you any questions about it.
No, let's just go to the question because I'm going to mess up in a minute. If you want to win 2 tickets to Radio 1's biggest weekend 2018, you need to answer this question. Last year at Radio 1's big weekend in Hull, Jade Thirlwall ripped her trousers before taking to the stage. But what band is she a member of? If you think it's Kings of Leon, text Big A, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Little Mix, text Big B, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Clean Bandit, text Big C, followed by your name and age to 81199. I'm excited for this announcement tomorrow. You'll want to get these tickets, I promise you. Texts will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone each competition. Additional entries will still be charged. You must be 16 or over to enter. Winners aged under 18 must be accompanied by a responsible adult aged 18 or over. Don't enter, please, if you're listening on demand. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Once you've entered this, you must listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning with Grimmy at 8 o'clock. He'll give you a word that you must answer the phone with if we call you.
BC.
Scott Mills.
I love this text. I am proper raging. The snakes in my office decided to change the station to Radio 2 while I was ill. Pure torture. Oh. Change it back.
That is well snakey.
It is really snakey, that. Hi, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mills. Good afternoon, Mr. Stark. Good afternoon, everybody.
Yes. We were talking about this with Alice last week, the greeting that you did at the start of class.
We didn't really go into much detail about this, though. It was something that we kind of mentioned and then didn't really come back to. But such a good point. And I put this on Twitter and said, like, do you know what? Scott and Alice yesterday, they had a bit of a go at me saying this wasn't something that happened. Scott, I'm telling you.
A thing.
No, exactly.
No, I remember the good morning, Mr. blah, 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 but I don't remember good morning, everyone.
No, so we had this really strict teacher. I think it was year six, and she was called Mrs. Leedale. And we used to kind of begrudge saying it to her. So we'd be like, good morning, Mrs. Leedale.
I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
Yeah, I'm sure she's great. I don't know what she's doing now. But we got to the point where we wouldn't say good morning, everyone. So we'd be like, morning, everyone. So she'd be like, no, do it again. And then we weren't allowed to sit down until we'd said, good morning, yeah, everyone, yeah, like properly.
It's quite forced. And also, the teachers were quite thirsty for it. So what would happen is the teachers would say, right, class, tell me good morning. And then everyone at that point would say it. So I stopped being thirsty for good morning.
Yeah. And like, people were just like, we don't want to do this. 11-year-old children do not want to be saying this to you right now.
Also, well said. Sarcastic, how you say it.
Yeah, like, we don't want to be here. Yeah. Shut up.
How did everyone know how to do the tune of it, though? Because it's quite like it's almost like a song.
I think it is just pre-programmed into every child. Yeah, like, it's kind of like kids automatically know the rhythm of the name. So it doesn't quite fit the two syllables. Like, kids still know to, like, fit it in properly. So it was just the weirdest thing. You didn't even need to practice it. You just knew it.
I totally agree. I think it's something that comes, you know, a bit like when you're born and you just burst into tears. It's a human thing. It's just, we all grow up with it.
It is.
Such a good point, though, with the long names. Like, good morning, Mrs. Hill, for me, was done in exactly the same way as good morning, Mrs. Kanagathanarthan. Good morning, everyone. It was exactly the same.
And sometimes the teacher would bring a guest and you had to say good morning to them as well.
Yeah.
And
I don't remember how we're doing that.
Makes it really long.
Oh, mate, if there was like, if you had a teacher or even sometimes two teachers and maybe a teaching assistant in the room.
Oh, my God.
And you're having to say hello to everyone. Right. It's like, most of the morning's gone.
Yeah.
We had to do this in French class as well, you know.
Like, in French?
Yeah.
But to the same tune?
Yeah, and then the teacher would be like, "Savez-vous," when we'd done it properly, so we could all, like, sit down. Yeah.
So what would you say in French?
I can't really remember now. I'm not that good at it. But I remember just being like, "Bonjour, Madame
Mills."
Smith.
Bonjour, yeah, like, Madame Mills.
Yeah.
Bonjour, la classe.
Yeah, it'd be like, toute la classe.
Toute la classe.
Yeah, it was dead weird.
See, Scott, I told you it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
Everyone around the UK was doing this thing. It's the same tune. You and Alice doubted me.
Yeah, I thought maybe it could have been a northern thing, because I'm a northerner and have always lived in the north, but then it obviously isn't. This is widespread.
Also, lol to pretending that the French teacher was actually French.
Yeah, I know, and it was like a really weird British name.
Bonjour, Madame Smith.
Yeah.
Not
That's
French.
Literally what her name was, yeah.
I used to love it when French teachers would tell you off, but they still stuck to their French only in the classroom rule.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have a clue what they were going on about, but there was just an angry voice shouting at you in French.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's mad hearing about some of these teachers, Scott. Look at this from Joe in Leicester. We used to have a teacher called Mr. Payne. He had a briefcase that he used. When he walked into the class, we all had to stand up.
And then when he dropped his briefcase onto the desk, we would all sit down. That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just him doing that, no one else. One. I reckon the good morning jingle is just programmed into your head from birth, a bit like everyone knows the lyrics to Mr. Brightside.
Agree, it's DNA.
Yeah. Hello, Chloe.
Hiya.
Hi, where are you?
I'm in college at the moment. I'm in the car park.
Okay. In the car park at college?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just heard about this and I thought it was really funny because...
Yeah, did you sing the Good Morning song at school?
Yeah. I used to sing, like, assemblies and stuff. Mm. It'd be like, good morning, Mr. Cross. Good morning, everyone. And then I'd have to say in Welsh.
Oh, you do it in Welsh as well?
Yeah, like, straight after automatically. So it'd be like... Borida, Mr. Cross, Borida, Pub.
But you had to do like, both versions, one after the other.
Yeah, and then, like you said, if it was like more than one teacher, it'd be like going on for hours, just saying the same thing, and then the same thing.
Oh, that's really long. We've got to do it twice.
Scott Mills.
Right, you know, for a while now, we've been hearing from James, our private investigator on the show. He's a spy, he gets paid for doing that. That's his job. Last Friday, we heard another one of his great spy stories, and then James suggested this.
I was going to mention next week's story, but I've had a bit of an idea, actually.
OK, go.
What if we let some of the listeners text in and ask me a question, or call in?
What about their relationship?
Ask me anything.
Any spy question.
Any spy-related question.
True that, because we get to ask all the questions at the moment. I'm sure there's people listening right now that would love to know more about your job.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're in a situation and want to know what they should be looking out for.
Exactly that. So this is a good idea, but I think that at the moment people are a little bit scared to get in touch. They may have some questions in their head, but they're like, do I really want that on the radio? Now, here's the thing. Let's keep it light, do you know what I mean? I don't want it to be, like, really, really serious. Maybe, for example, you've got a question like, is kissing cheating?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, are you? Do you want to know the answer to that, or
if you're doing it with someone that's not your partner?
Right, I see.
And
or it could be about like, you know, like what are the telltale signs for something? Because he knows all. He's seen it all. He's seen all of the cheating, and he's seen all of those situations in a number of different forms. There was that time he went to that particular site in, was it Dagenham?
Mm. Oh, with the cars flashing their lights.
With the cars flashing the lights. You know, fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, he's seen all the methods that there possibly can be of cheating. So maybe at the moment you're thinking, you know, you've got your doubts. Let us have an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your phone number on there. If you don't want to, I won't put your name on air. And I can use a voice changer on you if you want. So you won't even... have your normal voice on the radio.
Yeah.
Change.
It's such a good opportunity. Think of a question that you would want to ask a private investigator and you might be able to do so.
Also, if you aren't, you know, asking the question yourself, maybe you're asking for a friend.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting there might be people listening who want some advice on how to keep... sort of thing, and how to be squeaky clean.
Or there'll be people that in situations where they'll be like, it's definitely not me. I'm asking for a friend.
I see, asking for a friend, yeah.
And that's fine as well. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll put some of your questions to James, the private investigator, on Friday's show. Get in touch, don't be shy.
Why? Scott Mills.
Oh, we've already got a few emails about people that think that might be happening with... the partner's personal trainer.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good situation. Though.
That is, because you never can trust them, can you?
Yeah.
Not all of them. But
It has got me thinking this, the opportunity to ask a PI anything. I sort of want to know, like, how can you spot a PI? Like, if you suspect that someone might have a PI on you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Those kind of questions
as
well.
If you're being investigated.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, I could be slightly paranoid thinking I'm being investigated.
Here's
a
person.
Look out for.
Here's a person asking for a friend. It's not them at all. It's for a friend. Should my friend be worried if my partner is constantly, and I mean constantly, on their phone? We can put all these to James on Friday. But like I say, you can it be from you, or it can be from your mate, whoever the situation is happening to. Maybe we can put your mind at rest. James has seen literally everything in the world of cheating, so he will know best.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
See, here's one. Like, if you have been on dates with somebody, but you're not officially going out with them, if they are, if they're texting somebody else or WhatsApping somebody else, but they've never met them.
Right.
See, we've got all these scenarios here.
There's so many individual scenarios that we can't even probably imagine some people are going through, but could use the services of some PT advice.
Like
not
I said,
PT, sorry, PI advice.
Yeah.
I've got PT on the brain.
It's because we're talking about personal trainers.
Right,
so James the PI is going to be on with your questions on Friday. Anything you need to know doesn't have to come from you, can be from your friend. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We're getting loads.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I think I made a terrible error on bangers today.
Do you know, sometimes, though, those are the decisions which end up working really, really well because you're choosing something clearly a bit different. Someone out there will love it. It's just whether that person's on the phone.
I think it's just a cheese too far.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Let's see what Ryan in Preston thinks. Hiya, Ryan.
Yes, hi.
Yes. Okay, so you've just finished uni for the day.
Yes.
What are you studying there?
I study TV production.
Oh, okay. Is that the dream one day to work in the television?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you want to do? Like producer, director, what?
I'd like to go into directing, but work my way up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Is it true you're going to the beach in Blackpool now?
It is, yeah. We've kind of made a wrong decision, I think. It's just started to rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's freezing.
But did you think it was going to be beach weather today, or what?
Well, not when I woke up, but I thought, you know what, we'll take the day as it comes, and... it's still not.
Yeah, I kind of believe in that as well, that if you go to the beach, the sun will just sort of turn up.
No.
Cos beach.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do down Blackpool Beach, Ryan?
I think we're going to avoid having a dip. Might just get an ice cream, you know.
Oh, you really want it to be summer, don't you?
Yeah, I've got my shorts on and everything.
I do that. Willing though. It on.
I do that as well. Okay, Ryan, do you normally choose Chris or me on bangers?
I've got to say, I usually choose you.
Okay, well, let's hope that's still the case, because I've got this for you today.
Banger.
Westlife, Flying Without Wings.
Mate, we had a big sing-song to this, didn't we, on Saturday night?
Yeah, Road Trip.
Yeah, it was like,
Road Trip. Fly you in my world.
Listen, I'm sort of keen for this, to be honest. In fact, it annoys me, because I kind of want to hear... Westlife that I don't really want to offer my banger today because my banger is really good and I should save it. All right, Ryan, you can choose mine, which is this. Big song. It's Kanye West, Through the Wire. This would be good, to be fair, though, right?
They are on Blackpool Beach with your ice cream.
Yeah, shorts on.
Shades. It's 3 degrees.
Tricky decision today, it feels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Ryan, go on then.
What do you do?
I think Kanye is an absolute banger, but I think I'll save that one for when it does get a bit warmer, when I can get, you know, a shorts and vest combo. So I think for the road trip, we're going to go with Westlife.
What's going on? It's on! Enjoy the place my life begins. And you'll be where it ends. I'm flying without wings. And that's the joy you bring. I'm flying without wings. Eleanor says, my week has been made and it's only Monday. That's made my afternoon, says Leanne. Radio 1, Westlife, give me all the feels. I love them so much. This is a banger. I know all the words. That's from Amy. It got a reaction, that. Some people hated it. Mm. But that was Westlife and Flying Without Wings. Do you know what? It's a great song, but I was just discussing with one of my friends who tried it on karaoke once. It bombs.
Bombs in karaoke? Are you having a laugh?
No.
Have you not heard my rendition?
No.
Me and my mate Dougsie?
No. The first minute and a half, you lose the room.
Mate, done right, that song should be performed, sat up halfway through, you know, real moment, and it should be finished with arms outstretched.
But the first minute and a half, it's like, come on, get to the Flying With That Wings bit, because everyone loses interest.
Gutted Kanye wasn't on, though.
Sorry about that. So 1-0 to me with Westlife, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Chris?
New game for you.
Oh.
I have played it with Matt Edmondson, but...
All right.
No, you'll be pleased about this. I insisted that we kept the game because it was my idea and not Matt's.
Oh, so he's not going to, like, take it off to weekends?
No, and that's what you'd expect from him. I thought we could just own this game and give it a first run with you.
But what is it?
It's called the Take Me Out game. Would you like to know how it works?
Sure thing.
Okay, so on Take Me Out, you know, if you're quite a good-looking guy, you do get your sort of pick towards the end of all the ladies that have left their lights on.
Mm.
And when it gets right to the end, you bring it down to two people.
Yeah.
And then it's up to them to try and convince the guy that they should be the one to go to Fernando's.
And they use those really cheesy kind of chat-up lines.
Exactly. So when it gets to that stage, the bloke has to ask a question. The question is always really, really awful.
Yeah.
But whenever I watch Take Me Out, I think to myself, well, how would I answer that if I was one of the Take Me Out girls?
Do you try and guess?
Yeah, I sort of, I have like a mini game with it myself.
Okay.
And then I thought, well, maybe this is just something that we can do. And I'm sure we can come up with better answers than the girls that are on Take Me Out.
Oh, some of them are terrible, aren't they?
Mate, some of them are so bad.
Do you think they're written before?
I don't know, because some of the answers, I mean, the questions are bad enough, but some of the answers are particularly awful. And the thing is about the answers, they've got to be slightly sort of sexy,
yeah,
a little bit of innuendo.
Flirty.
And a little bit flirty. And ultimately, they've got to try and convince the bloke to take them to Fernando's.
Okay, so we're going to hear one of the questions from the guys to the girls from the actual show. And then we're playing the part of the girls and we've got to answer how we would think.
Right? Yeah. Remember with this, Scott, you've got to be a little bit kind of desperate here because you really want to go to Fernando's.
Yeah, you want that holiday. Here's our first one then. This was an actual question to the girls on Take Me Out.
Right, ladies, I'm a bit like Peter Pan. I'll never grow up. So if he was a fictional character, what would you be and why?
Well, that was really fast. He said, I'm a bit like Peter Pan. I'll never grow up. So if you were a fictional character, who would you be and why?
Okay.
Okay.
I've got something that comes to mind straight away, but 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Right. But I think that's already...
I'd be Forrest Gump.
Hang on. Is that all you've got so far? No, you've got to be... No, you've got to give slightly more of an answer than that.
Not, you can't
just, or are you just brainstorming right now?
It was the first fictional character that came into my head, because I watched it the other day.
But then, so in front of you, you've got a pen, right?
Yeah.
Write down, like, I would be Forrest Gump because take me to a forest and I'll give you a gump.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Okay, right. So I'm doing it wrong there just by saying the name of a fictional
character.
You've
got to be a bit sexy about it.
Oh, I'd be Forrest...
No.
I'd be Forrest Gump because I'd certainly like to run after you.
Yes, great.
Yes?
Great.
Okay.
Now, because I've had to explain that, can you just give me a few more seconds just to come up?
Take your time.
No, I've got one, but I think I can do better. What does he play in that? Wolf, that's it. All right, I'm ready to go. Do you want the first one that I've got?
Yeah.
Right, ladies, I'm a bit like Peter Pan. I'll never grow up. So if he was a fictional character, what would you be and why?
Well, I'd be a Pokemon. Take me to the beach in Fernando's and I can Pikachu. Pikachu.
Yeah, it's good.
But do you know what? That was already a chat-up line that I heard, so I think I've got something I've made up here. Give me him again.
Right, ladies, I'm a bit like Peter Pan. I'll never grow up. So if he was a fictional character, what would you be and why?
I'd be Mowgli, because I'm fast, I have the attitude of a wolf, and I enjoy being in my undies.
These are way better than that.
Well, you don't know. I'm interested to know how they answered it.
Okay, here they go.
Well, I'll be the owl off Winnie the Pooh because he's wise and you'd be wise to keep my light on.
Nah, that was better.
I would have gone with actually Winnie the Pooh and done something clever around that.
Yeah.
I'd be Lara Croft because I can't wait to explore Fernando's with you.
Oh, yeah, that's quite good.
Well, sort of. It's a bit basic, I think.
Okay, so that was round one. Everyone get involved with us now. Text me on 81199. Here's the next question. See if you can come up with a good answer for it. Pretend you're one of the girls.
So, ladies, you've seen I'm into my vintage cars. What's the oldest thing that you own?
All right.
Have a think about that. Back in a sec.
Scott Mills.
I can't read any of these.
It's a real problem.
What's this?
I'm just kind of going through. I thought
really
that
bad.
The one about the walking stick there was fine, but no, you can't. Oh, this is okay. The oldest thing I own is my favourite teddy bear. Let me just check. But if you take me to Fernando's, maybe I could cuddle you instead.
Don't read out the one about
Kelly.
The wallet.
Aww.
Don't read out the wallet one. I nearly got trapped by that.
No, not the wallet one.
Before Jonas Blue, we left you with this question from Take Me Out.
So, ladies, you've seen I'm into my vintage cars. What's the oldest thing that you own?
So, this is what... This is a good game. I like it.
This is what I've got.
So, ladies, you've seen that I'm into my vintage cars. What's the oldest thing that you own?
All right, then, Scott.
Okay, I've had time to think about that during the song. So, hi, the oldest thing I own is my house. It's well kept, regularly cleaned, and often enjoys visitors inside it.
Yeah, but you kind of got it right, but kind of got it wrong.
Am I not playing this right?
Well, no, because you've done it right in the sense that what you've tried to do is you do your house as the analogy, right?
Yeah.
But you've got to make out that the oldest thing you own is your house, which, just like me, is well kept.
Dusty.
Clean, regularly cleaned. And what was the last thing you said?
Enjoys visitors inside.
Enjoys visitors. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'm phrasing it wrong.
Yeah, you've got to make it relate back to you. You're okay. Trying to be sexy, like your house.
I'm not good at the sexy. What?
Just
okay. Like my house, I'm well kept, regularly cleaned, and I enjoy visitors inside me.
Exactly, and that's. I think it's great.
I don't know what I mean.
No, I understand the confusion, but that's a great answer. My go. Mm. Do you want to give me the question?
Yeah.
For me, it's my dressing up box because I.
No, that's wrong. Hang on.
Question.
First time I played this. You're doing it with your other friends.
So, ladies, you've seen that I'm into my vintage cars. What's the oldest thing that you own?
I went route one with this one. The oldest thing I own is my bicycle. Perhaps I can take it with me to Fernando's and we can enjoy a good ride.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good at this.
Route one.
Let's find out what the girl said.
For me, it's my dressing up box because I appreciate vintage things as well and I love dressing up, so maybe we could dress up together.
Oh. Okay. Thanks.
And?
The oldest thing I own is my charm, and I'm going to charm you all the way to Fernando's.
Oh, that was a classic. If they have pre-prepared those, that's rubbish, isn't it?
They haven't given them much time.
I'm interested to know who he chose.
I've just been told he chose the girl who likes dressing up.
Yeah, it was a slightly better answer.
Yeah. One more?
One more then.
Okay.
All right, girls. I'd do two things on a date. I love to flirt and I love to have banter. Flanter.
Oh.
What's the vibe you're going to bring?
Rubbish.
Flanter. 10 seconds.
Yeah. Flanter. I really hope you nail this last one.
Yeah, I need to.
Flanter.
Okay, I've got it.
All right, girls. I'd do two things on a date. I love to flirt and I love to have banter. Flanter. What's the vibe you're going to bring?
Well, my vibe would be slightly desperate because my light's still on.
It's a good
answer. That's
the dating
vibe I'm going to bring.
I'm going to try and use this guy's technique. Can you give me the guy?
All right, girls, I'd do two things on a date. Right. I love to flirt and I love to have banter. Flanter. What's the vibe you're going to bring?
Mm-hmm. Hi, I also do two things on a date. I like to have fun and I enjoy a party. Farty. Perhaps in Fernando's... we can get farty. There you go.
They said...
Okay, so I'd be clute, because I'm clueless but cute, but all I know is I want to take you to Fernando's.
Oh, yeah, come on. Ours is better.
The two things I bring, I'm just, like, well unique. I'm really, like, to the point and, like, blunt, so like, I just tell everyone how it is.
I'm like, well unique.
That's someone who's forgotten what answer that they pre-prepared.
I'm glad those two weren't combined, because cute and blunt.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah, beaut.
That's right. Anyway, he picked the girl who was unique and blunt in the end. Good game, this. Now I've got the hang of it.
Scott Mills.
Sometimes when me and Chris play student nights like we did on Saturday, we get people up who claim that they can do the entire rap on this.
Yeah, it's the Nicki Minaj bit.
Yeah, and shout out to the guy at Platform in Northampton. A good night. But he put his hand up, so we were like, okay, come on stage and do it. He didn't have a clue.
No, not the Nicki Minaj of Northampton.
Absolutely not.
Not to me.
But then the second girl, she nailed it.
Oh, the second one, yeah, is the Nicki Minaj of Northampton now.
But don't put your hand up and go, yeah, I can do it, because then we're going to get you on stage and you look like a right idiot.
Scott Mills.
Yes, David, just finished work. He's had a right Monday of it. In Cambridge... Alex in Stoke, Sam in Derby, all loving that. Let's not forget, about a year ago on this show, we found out that Harry Hill can do the entire Nicki Minaj rap to that.
Why?
Because he was on Lollathon and he was like, oh yeah, I can do the rap.
It's Mick Smith's got it, it's frizz in a bottle, it's Nicky Full Throttle, it's so. It's swimming in the grotto, we win in the lotto, we dip in the pot of blue foam. A kitten's a good, you drip it on wood, take a ride on the engine that could go. Batman, Robin, it, bang, bang, cocking it, Queen, Nicky, Dominant, prominent. It's to me, Jesse and Ari. If they test me, they're sorry. Ride him up on his Harley, then pull away on his Ferrari. If we hanging, we banging. Phone ranging, he's slanging. It ain't karaoke night, so get the mic, cause he's singing. A B to the A, to the N, to the G, to the O, B to the A, to the N, to the G, to the hey, D. To the E, to the B, to the E, to the N, H, A, to the M, to the S, Debenhams!
Scott Mills.
Take Me Out game was huge earlier. Cordell?
Hi, Scott.
You were on at the weekend, were you?
Yes, I was indeed, yeah.
Did you write that question yourself?
Yeah, the question was done by me, yeah. It was all influenced by me.
All you, it's all your own work.
Yep.
All right, girls, I'd do two things on a date. I love to flirt and I love to have banter. Flanter. What's the vibe you're going to bring?
Do you actually call it flanter in real life?
Yeah, it's flanter. It's funny banter. So
yeah, it's very clever.
That's the vibe to it.
It's really clever.
And when you came down the lift and then you walk out the lift and you've really got to give it some, what is going through your mind at that point? Always wondered.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm literally sweating.
Yeah.
But, I was nervous, but it's the experience that counts. It's a surreal
just
experience.
All about the flanter.
Yeah, but it's like, because like the attention's really on you when you come out of that like that lift, isn't it? It's terrifying. Man.
Yeah, that's it. It was nerve-wracking, as you can imagine, and all the palms are sweating.
All them girls there judging you.
Yeah, that's it. But you just got to hope for the best and stay positive.
Yeah, man. Flanter, isn't it?
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Or get the podcast if you can't listen live. Scott Mills.